Time now for business news. On Fridays, we focus on your money. This morning, the digital way to figure how much of your money you'll be giving to or getting back from the government.
The Internal Revenue Service is giving away tax preparation software. There are 19 free tax programs on the IRS website, including versions of the top two sellers, TurboTax by Intuit and TaxCut. That's put out by H&R Block. Last year, about 14 million Americans filed their taxes over the Internet using programs like these. We spoke about this with Sandra Block. She's no relation to the tax preparation specialists, but she is a personal finance columnist for USA Today. She says the IRS is providing the software free in order to encourage electronic returns.
The IRS desperately wants everybody to file electronically instead of paper and pencil and then mailed in, because then some poor IRS employee has to retype all those numbers into a computer. So if you file electronically, it zaps right into their system, and what they're rewarding you with is a faster refund.
The IRS has arranged to have the companies that make the software give it away at tax time. How are the companies making any money out of that?
Well, this has been an interesting process. The reason that they're offering it free is because to deter the IRS from doing what a lot of people think the IRS should do, which is just put all the forms on their own website and let people fill them out and file for free. The way they make money is it's only a federal tax return. If you want a state tax return, you got to pay for it. So basically what they're hoping is they'll lure you in with a free federal tax return and hopefully sell you a bunch of other things.
Now, we're looking at a laptop computer here, and on the screen is TurboTax, which is maybe the best known of these tax preparation programs.
Yes, it is, and it has by far the largest market share.
Well, maybe you can guide me through here, because I've never used one of these programs. What do we do?
Well, click on Start Preparing a New Return Now.
Okay, I'll do that. And now we wait. File name, no returns found.
Well, it says transfer your 2003 return. Do you have one?
Not online.
Okay,
no,
just go no returns found and see what happens.
Okay, no returns found. Bang, there we go. Hello. Clicking on it. Nothing's happening here.
Now we're going.
Choose your filing status, it says. By gosh, I'm married.
Okay.
And filing jointly. Enter your personal information.
Now you have to put in your stuff.
Let me just type in my name. I will type in my social security number. I will not broadcast it over the radio. And continue. Okay. Describe your occupation.
Well, now this is interesting. I forget if TurboTax does this, but I know with H&R Block, one of the reasons they ask you your occupation is sometimes they will offer you specific tax tips to your job.
Oh, very interesting.
I put in journalist 1 year, and they came up and said, well, don't forget, if you freelance, you might be able to deduct some of your costs.
Okay.
So, and then another time I tried it with clown, and I didn't get any of those kinds of tips. So
it's not all inclusive. Okay, continue.
Okay.
Select any that applied in 2004.
Okay. Did you serve in the military?
Afraid not.
Were you legally blind?
Some people would think so, but
and
no.
Did you die before filing this return?
Some people would again think so, and yet the answer, I believe, is no.
All right, well, then we've ruled that out. You get a deduction of $3,100 for each dependent.
Okay.
Do you have any?
Well, I'm proud to say that I'm the father of a daughter who is just not quite old enough to be a deduction in 2004. She was born just after the new year.
Okay, then you don't have any dependents.
Okay, not for purposes of the tax form.
But if you could go to Guide Me and they would help you if you had a question.
Let's find out. I'm not sure if this person is a dependent.
Enter information about the person who may qualify as a dependent.
Okay.
See, they give you name and then date of birth. Let's see what it tells us.
Okay, I'll give the actual date of birth. She was born January 14th.
Oh.
Did you and your spouse provide more than... Did I put 2005 for the date?
You did, and this is kind of a, that's really a, kind of a bad question because it didn't really...
It's asking me, did you and your spouse provide more than half of Ava's total support in 2004? Well, she wasn't born then.
She wasn't born, so...
Did I provide more than 10% of Ava's support in 2004? The answer to that is no.
You cannot claim her as a dependent. Now, to me, that's sort of cumbersome because I think it should have just told you right there. She was born in 2005, so sorry.
All right, let's continue. Report your income. Wages and salary income on W-2. At last, we've gotten to a form that looks like the old form that I used to fill out.
Yes, exactly. This is basically just, they try and replicate the form very much so you can just basically look at the numbers there and put them here.
What's being broadcast here is an edited version of this interview. We've spent just under 20 minutes getting to the very beginning here. Now, I'm learning, but really, how much time should this take?
It really depends on your tax return, the complexity of your tax return, the kind of issues that you're going to be addressing, and whether you've ever done this before. But I'd say if you're new at it, I'd give yourself a couple of hours.
Is there a definition of somebody who should go for the electronic filing as opposed to somebody who should just do it themselves or really ought to get an accountant?
I think people with pretty straightforward tax returns, all your income comes from your company, you don't have a lot of complicated dependents or relationships, there's really no reason to pay a lot of money or pay somebody else to do your return for you. If you have a small business, a lot of rental income, maybe you're going through a divorce, I think then you probably should seek help. Because as good as these programs are, and they are very good, they cannot do the kind of follow-up questions that a good CPA or tax professional will do.
So TurboTax is very popular. H&R Block, of course, their software will be very well known because the company is very well known. Are both of those okay? Are there others that are okay?
There are some smaller players. There's a company called Second Story Software that puts out one called TaxAct, which is pretty good and really, really cheap. There are some that are new that I would be a little uncomfortable, even, and this even includes some that you'll see on the IRS website, not because I think that they're cheating anybody, but they're new and they just seem a little rough and untested. Even the really good providers take a few years to work out the bugs. So one thing I would look for in any program is one that's been around for a couple of years, because a new one, I think this is just not something you want to test drive with your taxes. I think if you're going to check out a web-based program, you should be able to find an address and a phone number. You really want to know where your information is going. And on some of these programs, I've had trouble doing that.
Sandra Block is a personal finance columnist for USA Today. And as is sometimes mentioned in her column, no relationship to H&R Block. Thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Steve Inskeep, I'm Renee Montagne.